Welcome to the Sona Mum Hypnoparenting Relaxation Session, Float Away Stress, read by Jade Gordon. As you settle yourself back, you can begin to relax. Just make yourself nice and comfortable. You can notice the weight of your head resting there on the chair or pillow, and you can be aware of your head relaxing, knowing that you are fully supported in this moment, so you don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or neck. You can just let your head rest back, nice and relaxed, and let go. Release, relax. And you can release any tension in your shoulders too, because you know that the couch or bed will fully support you. It can take your full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fibre of your being, as you just relax back, fully supported. Because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax, and your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you. The sounds outside, or elsewhere in your home, wherever you are now. None of these things need distract or disturb you, as they comfortably remind you that the world is still safely turning. And you can allow yourself these moments to just rest back, relax, and let go. You can release any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders. Ease off those muscles in your back and down your spine, along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles and all the way to your feet, your toes, even your arms, and every finger loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you notice your breathing, that gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take, and with every word I speak, you can just let go. And as you go deeper now, each easy breath relaxing you, calming you, you can be aware of how comfortable and peaceful you are becoming. As your body relaxes and your mind relaxes with it, filling you completely, I would like you to imagine that you are in a sailing boat, all alone, floating on a lake. All around are mountains, their steep sides covered with forests of pine trees, their peaks snow-capped. You have sailed to the very centre of the lake, enjoying the fresh crispness of the air and the scent of the pine forests carried in the breeze that drives the boat, filling the sails at a gentle but exhilarating pace. The splash and gurgle of the water as the boat cuts through the gentle swell, the creaking of the rigging, and the crack of the sails as they fill with each gentle gust of air. You can be aware of how good you feel, alone with your thoughts, alone with the sound of nature all around, a calm, natural peace that knows no concerns or troubles. Nothing disturbs that peace. Nothing bothers you at all. Now the wind drops to almost nothing. The sails flap limply as the empty of the wind that drives the boat forward. The surface of the water becomes calm, still, flat as a millpond. The surface ruffled now and then by a gentle zephyr. You feel the sun warming your skin, comfortably warm, soothing and relaxing you. The quiet surrounds you now, broken only by the gurgle of water beneath the hull, the faint sound of birdsong, the occasional splash as a fish rises to take an insect. Calm, peaceful tranquility surrounds you and envelops you. You lie down on a soft cushion on the bottom of the boat, unconcerned at the lack of wind, knowing that the engine is there and in perfect working order when and if required. So you look up at the crystal clarity of the blue sky, small clouds perfect and white hang above and around the tops of the mountains, visible from where you're so relaxed and comfortable. The still air carries the sound of some fishermen casting their lines from the shore. And there, the distant sound of a church bell calms you, relaxing you more with each note. The boat drifts, rising and falling with the almost non-existent swell. You're looking now at the very tip of the mast as it sways gently. It appears to touch the clear blue sky above. The air is so clean here, you can taste it, and you can feel the calm tranquility. Absorb that gentle peace, and you drift too, with thoughts that are pleasant and calming. You breathe in peace and calm with every gentle breath, breathing out anxiety and stress. Here you have time to reflect on those things that may have caused you stress. You have time now to assess carefully and with a clarity never before available to you, the importance and the relevance of so many different things. You realise that there have been times when you fell into a habit of reacting in a manner which has proven stressful for you. Perhaps you have reacted to stress in the same way that a bull responds to a red flag, but you resolve now to ignore the red flags and to calmly reflect and decide on the most peaceful and effective way to move forward, to live your life calmly, confidently, in control, knowing that you are in control of you and of your life. Things that are stressful are so because we allow them to be so. And you are now that person who is aware that you do have the choice. You choose to be calm and unaffected by the rush and hurry, to make unhurried and calculated decisions that are the right ones for you and your family. You can be aware now of the peace, the calm, the confidence that fills you, expanding within you. And you enjoy the stillness, the warmth of the sun, the subtle sounds of nature all around, the sights and the scents that can allow you to be aware of the larger world, the natural world at peace with itself, as all troubles and cares fade into unimportance, insignificance. You feel so much stronger now, aware that the strength comes from deep within you. It was there all the time, hidden for a time beneath turmoil and stress, but now no longer shrouded within a veil of negativity and lack of confidence. It shines through, and you recognize the strength that is yours, and resolve now to use that which is yours to your highest benefit. As the boat drifts, you know that it can be so easy to allow the prevailing winds to take you wherever they will. But in your vessel, you have the power, when winds blow, to tack and to steer, using the winds as you choose to guide which is the right way for you. And you have in reserve too that engine, that power, which can mean to you that you have complete choice in the way you go. But it can be so pleasant to drift, knowing that you can choose freedom, calm, confidence, and you will you not? If ever you feel burdened and stressed, you can choose to get into your boat and drift whenever you need to, whenever you want to, using the strength that is yours, and so growing stronger and stronger with every day. And while you relax there, I'd like to tell you a story. There once were two trees growing by the bank of a river, a tall tree and a small tree. And that small young tree, it knew how to wave and dance in the breeze. It knew how to be very flexible. And when the wind blew, it enjoyed changing its perspective. It enjoyed just dancing and moving, moving and dancing. It would see so many things when it changed its perspective. And that big tree was so inflexible, it used to envy the small tree. But it was a little bit scared of changing its perspective. It was a little bit nervous about it. So one day it asked the small tree, "How do you do that? How do you change the way you see things? Change the way you enjoy things?" And the little tree said, "Well, you must kind of let go and just let it happen." And so the next time when the wind blew, the big tree really wanted to let go. And the little tree said, "You can do it. You can make those changes. There's no need to be afraid. Your roots go down deep in the ground, and you can have inner stability. Even though you're moving with the winds of change, enjoying the dance, that inner dance of life, and you can allow that to happen all by itself." And that big tree was so happy, feeling its way into a new way of seeing things. And because it had a new way of seeing things, it also had a new way of recalling things, bringing back images when it wanted to recall the dance. And that big tree also learnt, as it got more flexible in its behaviour and its perceptions, that what it thought was a horizon was really only a limitation it was placing on itself. And as it danced and swayed and danced, it could see further and further, fields beyond towns. It could even see the sea in the distance. And it was so happy to have a new way of seeing things, so happy to know that it could recall, in a new way, pleasant images, pleasant memories. So now each and everything that you do, you do better than you've ever done before. You approach each new task with complete ease of mind, knowing that you are relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind. Calm, relaxed, and confident. Every day your confidence grows. That means tomorrow it grows, and the day after it grows stronger than before. As you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger, as more and more your feelings of self-worth become stronger and powerful. Each day with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control, calm your mind, disregard troubles, and you are calm, relaxed, poised, competent, and confident. You are your own person. As we finish here today, you go forth into the world, looking forward with a new and determined optimism. For you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of the person you are. Unique and special, your real self. Confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important, and to recognise what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person you are, and you will be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday has gone, and with it has gone all the influences that can make it different. Tomorrow is just a myth that we can colour with imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real. And for this moment we live. And then that too is gone, either seized upon and enjoyed or wasted. And you can choose too which reality is yours. And you will you not? And so now, if you'd like to slip into a deep sleep, and enjoy a full night's sleep, waking, feeling refreshed, you can do that and just ignore what I say next. If you'd like to continue with the events of the day, you can allow that energy to come back into your body now, starting to feel tiny movements in your fingers, your toes. Taking a nice deep breath, opening your eyes, coming back to the room, feeling refreshed and alert.